Hi, welcome to another episode of Block Talk. I'm Chris Segura.
I'm Kale Teeter.
In today's episode, we're going to talk about some new features we added to the Visual Studio Code extension for blockchain development. Specifically today, we're going to be talking about debugging. Kale, you want to show some folks what we launched this week?
Yeah, sure. So I'm going to talk a little bit about, we have a couple slides here. We'll kind of talk through the flows here, and then we'll jump into a quick demo to show you how this tool actually works.
Cool.
So kind of talking a little bit about from a debugging standpoint, basic application debugging and how we use with traditional applications is we would write some code and then we want to debug it for some reason. Maybe someone told us there's a bug in it. Maybe it's just because we just built the application and we want to verify some things are working the same way that we think they should be working. And so what we can do is we can set breakpoints, which are basically like we're setting a little tag inside of our code to say, you know, once you get to this code execution point, stop. So we would set all these breakpoints, we would launch the executable because we're running it on our machine, like a client-based application. The debugger would start, and then the debugger allows us to do things like inspect variables and look at some instructions that are happening at that specific time. And then we could set other breakpoints and jump around in our code. And traditionally then we would, you know, inspect things. Maybe we find something wrong and then we would stop at the execution or the debugger and then we would go back and fix things and then we would do this whole process over again. Now what changes with smart contracts or these decentralized applications is the heart of it being a smart contract is the execution flow is much different, right? Because we're not just running this, we're running it on an EVM. And so in an EVM, we can't just like break that, right, to what we want to do. So what we do is we execute a transaction. So we say, hey, we're going to call this method in our smart contract. We're going to get back the transaction hash ID. The transaction hash ID is basically the change that we're requesting while we call that. And then from there, we can take that transaction ID, we can give it to a debugger, and we can essentially replay that transaction. So we're essentially looking at what happened as part of that transaction so that we can see what happened. Same thing.
And when we replay, we get all of the information, like the opcodes and the stack call, trace calls and everything, right?
That's right. And so traditionally, this has been a quite painful process. Mm-hmm. Basically, a lot of CLI-based tools. So yep. You would drop to like some terminal window and you would drop in to do this, which works fine for those who are really advanced and can use this stuff. But what we wanted to do is kind of bring this into the IDE, right? The same way that we've done traditional
development. Yep.
To your point, Chris, like all the watch windows and variables, and we'll see that here in the demo.
Cool.
But basically wanted to walk through that. So let's jump over, take a look at this. All right, so here I am in Visual Studio Code again. And in a previous video, we showed you the contract interaction. We're gonna use that a little bit to showcase our debugger here. So I just have a default project that we scaffolded out here. We've compiled it, we've already deployed it to Ganache. Locally, and then we're going to bring up our contract interaction here, and this allows us to go ahead and execute these functions. Again, if you're an advanced user and you want to drop to a terminal window and start executing things directly with like Truffle Console or something like that, feel free to do that. Just want to show how this works with some of our other tooling. So in this case, I'm just going to call this, and we're going to say test from BlockTalk. So we went ahead and updated the state there. Now, if we bring up our command palette, which you can do under the view command palette or you can hit F1, basically we have this debug transaction option now.
So I see several transaction hashes here, Kale. Are these from previous runs? Because I only saw you do one thing on the screen just a second ago, right?
That's right. So you can see here the constructor was called down here. If I hover over this, you can see that's the constructor. You can see our migrations contract was called. This is when we were actually deploying it. So earlier when we deployed this contract.
Oh, okay.
And then we had to call some functions on it. So basically what's happening here is we're keeping a running list of all the transactions you do to make it easy for you to debug these.
Awesome. That makes sense.
So if we hover over here, we can see the send request, and this is the one we want to look at, so we'll go ahead and select that transaction. You'll see right away, we went ahead and created a debug session, just like we were a traditional app, if we were C# or something like that. We're in the debugger. You can see we're in our smart contract here. We're right at the start of our smart contract, but over here on the side, it's pretty cool. We have like our traditional watch window over here with all of our different variables, so it even has stuff about the block and the transaction in here. You can see Coinbase, you can see the difficulty, gas limits, all the different things that go along with these transactions that we're doing on the blockchain. And you can see basically our breakpoints, if we have any breakpoints set. And down here, as Chris mentioned, the instructions, they're going to operate here. Now, these instructions are basically EVM opcodes. So for those who are doing even public development work for Ethereum, this is kind of cool because you can see the gas usage for each one of these. You can actually see, if I can drag my mouse here, you actually see the opcodes that are coming out of the EVM for each one of these instructions. Now, if I hit F10 to jump into what we were doing here, remember we were debugging the send request that we did. And if I just show one more time, just jump down and we hover over the request message, you can see test from blockchain.
So that's very cool. This is, like you said earlier, very much like traditional debugging development, right? I can hover over and see what's going on. I can set breakpoints. This is a really cool feature.
Yeah, you can even create watch window type things mm-hmm. over here. So you can just hit the plus sign, add new variables. Most of our variables in this case are right here, so we can just see them very easily. And you can see things change, the state actually changing as we go through this.
Cool. Okay, well, that's a really awesome feature and really cool to see something like this for blockchain, for a Solidity development brought into a tool like Visual Studio Code.
Yeah, the goal is really to make this as easy as possible for developers who are used to traditional development mm-hmm. To bring them into the blockchain world and show them that this stuff works very similar.
Awesome. Well, thank you. Thanks for joining us today.